Now, more breaking news out of Ukraine. Reports say Russian troops have landed in Mariupol and Odessa in the country's south on the coast of the Black Sea. It follows Russian President Vladimir Putin's authorization of military action in eastern Ukraine, saying he can't tolerate threats from Kiev any longer. He says Moscow has no plans to occupy Ukraine, but wants to demilitarize the country, urging its military to lay down its arms. And it comes as the UN Security Council meets for a second time in 3 days to try to avert an open conflict. President Joe Biden says the U.S. and its allies will respond to Russia in a united way. His ambassador to the world body slammed Moscow's actions.
While we've been meeting in the Security Council tonight, it appears that President Putin has ordered that last step. At the exact time as we are gathered in the council seeking peace, Putin delivered a message of war in total disdain for the responsibility of this country.
If indeed an operation is being prepared, I have only one thing to say from the bottom of my heart. President Putin, stop your troops from attacking the Ukraine. Give peace a chance. Too many people have already died.
Now, Julia Chapman is joining us live from Rostov. Julia, we just heard so much happening right now with President Putin saying that he has no plans to occupy Ukraine, but wants to demilitarize the country, urging its military to lay down its arm. Was Putin trying to send a message and giving the TV address as the UN Security Council were meeting? And what else do we know, or what else do you know about this military operation?
Undoubtedly, the timing was very significant. It was extraordinary of him to appear on state TV in what looked like a pre-recorded message. They weren't calling it a live speech. At about 5:30 in the morning, Russian time in the West, certainly sending a message to the West that he didn't care about the warnings that had been issued against Russia ahead of this action, and that he was defiant and would take it anyway. He said that this special military operation had been ordered, as you said, to demilitarize Ukraine, a pretty extraordinary statement given what appears to be going on now. And he tried to justify this action once again by attempting to undermine the legitimacy again of the the Ukrainian authorities, the Ukrainian state as a whole, saying that it had been captured by Nazis, and calling on the Ukrainian forces to put down their weapons, because he said your grandfathers, great-grandfathers didn't fight the Nazis for you to be fighting for them, really trying to make a point to the Russian people that he believes that this is an opportunity to protect Russian culture, Russian speakers in Ukraine, not just in eastern Ukraine, but also more widely. And undoubtedly, we are hearing already the reports coming through from Ukraine of some action already being taken. There have been explosions reported in a number of cities around Ukraine, not just in the east, not in the Donbass, but in fact in Odessa, Mariupol, and in Kharkiv in the north, and Kiev itself. So very alarming news this morning. This will inevitably go down in history as being an incredibly significant day for both Russia and the world.
Definitely a critical situation. And as time goes on, it seems to be escalating. What more can we expect in the coming hours? Are signs pointing to a full-blown invasion?
They are pointing towards that. President Putin said that it is inevitable that there will be clashes, confrontations between the Russian and the Ukrainian militaries. He said that that was an inevitability because of what is happening now. So undoubtedly, it appears that the intention of the Russian president is to at least take control, not just of eastern Ukraine, but also more widely try to seize power there, or put in power a government more in favor of the Russian state. It isn't clear exactly how events are going to pan out in the coming hours and days, but I think it's pretty clear now that President Putin is intent on taking control of the country, at least temporarily, and it doesn't appear that he seems terribly concerned about how many casualties will be inflicted in order to do that.